Personal prayer. My April prayers for self-improvement. Fruits of my daily reflection for April. What is personal prayer? When an individual in a quiet mode, prays, pouring out the self in loud or hidden cries of supplication, thanksgiving, praise, worship, listening and or petitioning to God, it is known as personal prayer. Personal prayer wells up from the depths of the heart of the person who prays with faith. Personal prayer can also be inspired by several practices like frequent reading of the Bible and meditations, the reading of liturgical material and participation in liturgical or community prayer. Personal prayer is personal and peculiar to the person, guided by his free will, but can also be shared in a group when members are requested to pray individually to the hearing of all. Personal prayer gives you the assurance that you are with God, and God is with you. Personal prayer can be in words, in songs, and in written forms. I am grateful to God for His grace that led me in the month of April to meditate, pray, and write down some of my personal prayers. When I write down my prayers, I feel so secured because it would serve as a great source of motivation to me when I get back to them with awe, especially on days of dryness. I would listen to the audio prayerfully wherever and whenever I'm chanced, and this makes me most often to feel, I've been praying all day. Feel very free to pray with me by listening to the audios or by reading through in faith. You will not go empty-handed but full of graces, for our God is so generous. Let us pray. 1. Everything works for my good, dear Lord. Loving Jesus, you embrace the cross even though you were accused for unjust reasons. You gave your life for our good, the salvation of the world. You teach me that everything works for the good of those who put their trust in you, be it sickness, pain, suffering, or persecution. Give me the grace to see my difficulties and those of my family as means to success. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 2. You saved me, Lord. My saving Lord, you saved me by your suffering and death on the cross. Courageously and lovingly you embrace the cross for my sake. O loving Jesus, as I journey with you on days of suffering, help me remember that you are truly by with me. I carry my entire family, living and dead, and all our difficulties and illnesses, to journey with them along with you to Calvary, where you would save us again. May I feel your company on the road, O saving Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 3. I want to be closer to you, Lord. My loving Jesus, when I remember that you suffered and died for me, it pierced my soul, and I would love to show you an act of kindness this Holy Week more than before. I want to be very close to you, Lord, in my thoughts, words, and deeds to others, and in true worship of you, and in my discussion with you. Be with me too, Lord. I trust in you. Amen. 4. Everything glorifies you, O Lord. My saving Lord, you embrace every suffering meted on you by your persecutors, and you gain your glory through them. Every bit of pain they inflicted on you glorified you. Dear Jesus, may the pain and all the trials I endure in life be for your greater glory. May not any of them cause me to leave your presence. Jesus, I love and trust you. Amen. 5. I offer you my activities, O Lord. My loving Jesus, you want me to be your true friend. I offer you all my activities, especially those that attempt to pull me away from you. Help me to reorganize my doings so that all may be only for your glory. Let me always be closer to you, my God. Jesus, I love you. Amen. 6. You instituted the Eucharistic, Lord. Loving Jesus, our sacrificial Lamb. You instituted the Holy Eucharist as a means through which you come to meet us physically in every Mass. You asked us to always celebrate it in memory of you. What a great mystery, O Lord, to know that you are physically present in every Massachusetts. Open my eyes today to see you in a special way in Holy Mass and in every Mass I attend. Saving Lord, I trust in you. Amen. 7. Let me keep vigil with you, Mother Mary. As on the first Holy Saturday, Mother Mary, may I keep vigil with you. May I sit by you waiting and hoping for the return of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. To tell you that I love him too and I truly want him in my life. Give me the grace to joyfully await the grace of new life he so desires to give me. Mother Mary, pray for me. Jesus, I love you. Amen. 8. I worship and praise you, my risen Lord. My risen Lord and everlasting King, I join the angels and saints to praise and worship you, who is glorified in heaven and are also alive and active in our midst. Death could not hold you captive, but you conquered death and are now in our midst. You've won a new life for us and are now one with us. I leave my whole being open for you to come and make it your dwelling. Make my heart a temple for your spirit to continue to live and minister to your people. May we be one, O Lord, you in me and I in you. I want to cling to you forever. My risen Lord, I trust in you. Amen. 9. Fill me with your spirit of understanding the Lord. My risen Jesus, unlike you did to the apostles of Emmaus, fill me with your spirit of understanding, Lord, that I may read your word with more understanding. Fill me with reason and insight for every word, phrase, or sentence I read in the Bible and all that you want to transmit to me through them. May my heart and whole being be transformed by the power of your word, and may I be able to transform others. My risen Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 10. Help me to understand, Lord. My risen Lord, you took time to internalize many things about yourself to your disciples at your resurrection, and you continue to do that today to those who trust in you. Open my heart, my mind, and my whole being to understand your paschal mysteries better, and your mighty resurrection power upon us. Let me find meaning in every bit of your word for my self-transformation and to help others in your name to be transformed. Mighty Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 11. Lord Jesus, I know you are with me. My risen Lord, you showed yourself to your apostles several times to assure them you are true to them. My loving Jesus, I know you are with me and you will continue to be with me till the end. Give me the grace to recognize your presence in me always, for you are mine and I am yours. Mighty Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 12. You see me with your loving eyes, Lord. In my struggle to love you more, O sweet Jesus, you see me with your loving eyes because you hate but the sin and you love the sinner. Forgive my past, dear Lord, and give me the grace to love you more and more. I surrender all those I'm praying for at the moment, have mercy on them, and see them with your eyes of love. Merciful Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 13. There's something that makes me come to you. There's something that makes me come into your presence, Lord. Like Nicodemus, I know that you are different from all, you are God's own, the Messiah, who comes to save me. You are the truth, you are a friend so dear. You are my helper. Be it in the open or in the dark, I know that I love you and I want to be with you now and forever. Sweet Jesus, do with me what you want, Lord. Amen. 14. Your grace is superabundant, Lord. My generous Lord. You nourish my soul every day and your grace is still superabundant for me. Help me to be able to dig deeper and deeper into your word and your life in order to be continuously and fully nourished by you. My Lord and my God, you are my divine provider of superabundant graces, now and forever. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 15. Even in the storms, you are with me, Lord. My risen Jesus, you are great and worthy is your name to be praised and adored. I know that you who walk upon the sea even at night and calm the storm, are with me always. There's nothing, just nothing that can separate me from you. You are the beginning and end of my life and the mighty power of your resurrection is at work in me, and upon all I have. By day and by night, in the storm and out of the storm you are with me and will accompany me till the end. My risen Lord, I trust in you. Amen. 16. Lord, bless the works of my hands. My Lord and my God, as I do little things quietly for the glory of your name, please, bless the works of my hands. Make them fruitful as you want. Inspire my thoughts, ways, and everything I do, making it look like your glory and be for your glory. Let me just do the best I can by your grace. Give me your grace, Lord, to do the things I love only for the glory of your name and for my love for you. Saint Mark, pray for us. Amen. 17. Let me see you more clearly, Lord. As I gaze on you in the tabernacle, in the host, in holy pictures, through your saints and holy icons, let me see you more clearly, Lord. Help me to contemplate your face, your loving countenance, even through your mother's face as you showed me that day. From your beautiful mother's face came your face. It was super beautiful. I shall never forget it. Truly you are a great friend, Lord. Help me see you at all times and more in others. 18. I do believe, Lord, in your body and blood offered for me. That you offer your body and blood for me and the life of the world, is a difficult thing to believe, dear Lord, but I do strongly believe that you did this for me and for the salvation of the whole world. Give me the grace never to doubt your saving power, O Jesus, and deepen my love and understanding of your body and blood available for us in the Holy Eucharist. Bless those who do not yet believe to believe. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 19. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are in me and I am in you. Yes, Lord, I believe that when I receive your body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, your body and blood mix with mine and we are one. You live truly in me and I in you. We journey together, dine together, go places together, reason together, do things together, and say things together. My Eucharistic Lord, I trust in you. Never depart from me. With you in me I will never be afraid, I will keep trusting and journeying on with you till the end. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.